Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You know what day it is. It's Thursday evening, and you know it's time to get Rated R with the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, with my brother Greg DeMarc, and we're coming to you live from Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. What's going on, brother Greg?
Greg, hey, what's up, Southwest? I'm going to jump in. Greg is not here right now, brother.
Oh, okay, brother Taz, that's cool with me, It ain't no intervening thing. So, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm charged up, man. Sound like you charged up. Sound like you pumped up. Man, I'm just excited, man.
Amplified, man.
Yep.
Yeah, we got an exciting night tonight because we got our good brother Chris Collenberg, the promoter and owner of Ruthless Pro Wrestling, which they're going to have a show this weekend, man, and it's going to be such a fire show. I don't know if I'm going to make my way out. I would love to. Me and Chris go back like maybe 2 years, going on three, and he's just like my brother. We were talking last night, actually. I'm going to tell you the story from last night. We didn't have a guest lined up because Sabu, he didn't get back to us, so I apologize, but, I mean, that stuff happens all the time. But I was texting him because he was like, man, he's like, I got tomorrow off. I want to be on a podcast, blah, blah, blah. There was multiple, you know what I'm saying, people saying, hey, my podcast, hey, my boy got a podcast, this, and this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, come on to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. And I DM'd him, and he's like, dude, he's like, whatever time you want, he's like, let's go do it. And I'm like, all right, bet. And we were talking about my son, and he was congratulating me. He's going to give me an RPW onesie for my son.
Wow.
And he told everybody right after that, he went on his post, and he was like, I'm booked for tomorrow. That was it.
Man, that's gravy, bro. That's gravy. That's when you know.
And that was around, like, that was around 12 o'clock almost last night.
Wow, man. Wow, that's what's up, man. See, that's when you know you big time, man. Like at this point, man, you can get anybody, no matter who they are, they'll come on this show. Like this is like,
man, I'm trying. You know what? Gonna tell a story too. I'm gonna tell another story. One time, man, some wrestlers the disclosed locations, man. And we were at my house. We were chilling. We were drinking. And man, everybody stayed at my house, man. And it was such a crazy night.
Man. Man. So y'all was getting lit. Y'all.
little bit. Yeah, I don't know where our brother Greg is, but But yeah, man, I can't wait to, because actually Greg is going to make his way to that show this Saturday, because he's going to be bringing the ring. He's bringing the ring. You know, he's a ring man now.
Right.
Ring man.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited for him. Yeah, no, we're hey.
You know, it's cool, and I know it's nothing like having your tag team partner Greg. Like, you guys are two peas in a pot. It's nothing like having him. But one thing I am gonna say, like, you two gentlemen are a bunch of grinders, man. Like, you guys are hard workers, man, and like, you guys are definitely going to the next level with everything you all are doing. You know, Greg got his thing going on. You got your thing going on. You guys got this show going on, man. Bro, I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm happy that I can say that I work with you all. And yeah, man. Hopefully Greg taps into the show, but I just wanted to say that, man, and I'll let you continue to talk, man.
Oh, yeah. But nonetheless, man, the show is such a stacked card. Let me look at it real quick. I just ended up looking at it, and it's such a stacked card. They got the championship matches. They got Sam Bill from Impact as their world champion right now.
Nice.
And then they got let me see. Hold on. Here it goes. Well, I'm pretty sure you don't know a lot of these people, but these are, you know what I'm saying? This is going to be such a stacked card. The name of the show is called Ruthless Consequences, and it's going to be Bentley versus Dale Patrick, man. That's going to be a hard-hitting match. It's going to get bloody. And it's going to be carnage, and it's going to be such a, you know what I'm saying, it's such a match. It's going to be it's going to be actually for the RPW Deathmatch Championship. I can't wait for Chris to get onto the show and elaborate a lot on his card, because this card is just stacked. You got Sage Phillips versus Alex Weir, Michigan's Alex Weir from DTA. Man, that dude can take and tear it down. He's done some promos. If you look up Alex Weir, dude, he's done so much passionate promos that you know what I'm saying? He feels like he's the best in the world, you know what I'm saying? But I actually kind of agree with him, you know, because every time I go to a show and Alex Weir is there, man, it's special. He got, you know what I'm saying, he got something special, and that's why he's a part of the Death Threat Army, the DTA. Wow. I don't know who this Sage Phillips is really, man, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure for him to go against Alex Weir, man, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna be one special match, because, like I said, Alex Weir is just, man, such a great talent. And then we got Gary J versus Jason Page, now known in AEW. If you didn't check him out on AEW, check it out on YouTube. Jason Hotch. Now, that dude, man, if you check out the backbreaker that dude did right on AEW Dark last night, man, oh, my God, that was such a backbreaker I have never seen in my life. It was like he was going for a side slam, but that dude landed him on his back and turned that side slam into a backbreaker of some sort. And that dude, man, Jason Page, I've actually got to see him before he made it to AEW. I've seen him on I've actually recorded one of his matches when he defended his MPW Heritage Championship against Lance in Hawaii. And you know what I mean? That dude is a young and up-and-comer, dude. He's going to be a star one day, and he's going to make it to he's going to make it to the main event in AEW. I'm pretty sure, man, because Jason Page is some special. You know, he got something special about it up that I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, all the hard work that he's been doing, you know what I'm saying, as he's been going for years.
He's also the Metro Pro Heritage Champion right now.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He's going to be a huge star.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And I've said that many times, and I've been trying to get him on the show, but he's like, man, he's like, when I get a chance to breathe, he's like, well, you know what I'm saying? He's like, well, I'll be on the show. So pretty soon we'll have Jason Page. You want to jump on the card? Did you see the card?
I have seen the card. I haven't looked at it in the last couple of days since it's all been put together. I've been so busy.
I'll finish.
But Alex Weir, I completely agree. is an absolute superstar. We've seen him go to the draw with Freedom Ramsey. That was a great matchup and a great match. Alex Weir is the Metropolitan champion, and he actually defended that title on May 16th.
Against Trey Miguel. Against Impact's Trey Miguel. He actually did that. He actually defended his Metro Pro Heavyweight Championship against Trey Miguel. Dude, that's one of the best in the world.
He also defended it against Freedom at New Breed Show.
Oh.
So these titles are starting to get. And we've also seen, the Metro Pro Championship defended at Pro Wrestling All-Stars. So it's pretty cool to see these titles getting defended in all these different places.
Exactly. It's like cross-promotional stuff, but within the Michigan, independent scene. And that's such a great thing because, you're going to see some of the best from Metro Pro going against the best in the Horror Slam or PWAS, that's a great thing. That's a great thing because everybody's going to get along. Everybody can get a match. Everybody can get a match, from the bottom of the card to the top of the card, bell to bell, It's just fire.
And it helps, one thing I hate is when, you go to one promotion and you see a guy and he's literally white meat baby face, and then, you go to another show and he's, full heel, wait, what? Yeah, I like a little bit, I think that a lot of these things should be acknowledged, and if they're not, I think that the promoters should at least respect, or the workers should have enough respect for the guys they're working for to be I can't do that. I'm working heel right now in three promotions,
Yeah.
Unless for some reason that heel character is over, But I don't like the complete departures from character from promotion to promotion.
Yeah, for sure. And, like I was saying, RPW, they've actually been on IWTV quite a bit of time, man. Chris Collenberg is doing something great, man. Just as well as Horseland is doing over here. They're both, they know each other very well, Briar and Chris, and it's family, dude. And it's great to see everybody doing something and doing something with their, with the product that we had a year or two, or I've been having this not this podcast, but started the podcast 3 years ago almost. So, It's great to see. Hold on.
It really is. RPW is a great product, man. They have great action, great wrestling. I'll be there because I will be.
I know. Yeah, I like I said earlier, I'm gonna let you know. You said if I wanted to come, I'll let you know for sure tomorrow, for sure. So
I will definitely be there because I am providing the ring for this.
You
event.
Are the ring man.
So,
You are the ring man. And we are the Rated R. So, Like I said, we're all doing something great with our, with ourselves and our products.
That's right. Sometimes the R stands for ring.
Yes. Rated R. Hey, that wouldn't be, hey, that got the ring. Rated R Championship Wrestling.
That's right. Yeah. But, I'm excited. We're going to be heading out to Erie, Michigan for this RPW event. Dude, I'm excited. It's going to be awesome action. That's one of the more sought after because even when they couldn't run, they did the best they could, and they actually had closed studio taping. And, at one point, our friends at Pro Wrestling Edge, they had sponsored a match, and they couldn't even go. And it was nothing against them. Trust me, Chris would have, they would have been amongst the first people to attend if they could have had attendees, but they couldn't, and they did what they could to keep everything going and keep their content, you know, relevant.
Yeah. Right now, Chris just texted me. He said he's trying to get out of work, so I told him he got to all, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole hour and a half or an hour and 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, and I know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely know how that is. The summers are crazy in my line of business.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, wrestling is going down. Summer is here. Shows are starting to pile up. We got July 1st, all indoor restrictions end. All outdoor restrictions end here in a few days. So, yeah, a lot to be excited about if you're a wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
The world around us is becoming more normal.
And, yeah, it is, and I'm glad because you know what made me think of that? Because today when I went to lunch, I went to, you know where Chicago's Pizza is on Vernon, right?
No.
Right by, before the gas station, or before the liquor store on Clark.
No.
Well, anyway, I went to Chicago's Pizza, and the glass was gone. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have a glass for, you know what I'm saying, the protection. There's a lot of people doing
that. I actually seen a sign yesterday that said, it was at Speedway. Fully vaccinated people are not required to wear a mask in the store.
Yeah.
I see some that I've seen a lot of them that say you are still required to wear a mask. Everyone is still required to wear a mask. You know, I was like, oh.
There's going
to
be places that are
like
that. I mean,
I got the fully vaccinated gimmick, so yeah.
Yeah.
I'm special until July 1st, but I wear the mask anyway.
There you go.
I don't want to hear no shit.
Don't want to hear bitches. So,
yeah,
yeah man.
I got
but
no
yeah,
time
to
hear nobody's shit.
No. Fuck that. But if you guys want to give us a call, talk to the text and talk to the mark, give us a ring. Area code 646-668-8672. Talk about wrestling, indie wrestling, WWE, whatever you want to talk about. Jason, where you at, man? You ain't been here in some weeks.
Peter B. Beautiful is going to be fighting Chuck Stein, the loser leaves town match. A lot of people are talking about that. It's a lot of heat on that guy.
Yeah.
But
that's going to be a good show. It's going to be the Brown Sounds Palooza.
Yep, Pro Wrestling All-Stars. Putting on a lot of... So, Pro Wrestling All-Stars, they're doing the Vince McMahon. So they got Play Atlantis and Melvindale. They got Southwest Detroit, the Knights of Columbus, and they got the Victory Gym in Brownstown. And if you notice from place to place, you see different faces at those different shows.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
You see the same loyal people that you see at every Metro show because there's always like, 20 of us that you'll
You know what I like about Pro Wrestling All-Stars and Horseland? You know what I'm saying? Well, basically every promotion is that you have your loyal fans, but you have the new fans that do come in. Because loyal fans are our friends.
Yeah.
And you know this.
Yep. That's how I think.
Yeah.
XICW is picking up a little following out in Standish because you notice, you know, they were talking about going to Standish and it would be, you know, whatever, almost like it seemed implied to me like they were going to travel to different places and that was the first place and then they went back to that place and they were doing like a third time in that place. But they came back last weekend, which hell of a show, dude. So sorry I missed it. I'm always so sorry when I miss XICW. If there's ever always a show that I'm sorry that I missed, it's always XICW.
Yeah. I mean, shoot. To be honest, I missed going to an XI. The last time I went to an XI was that house party that we went to.
Yeah, the
drinking contest that
I
really
realized at first. The
drinking contest
was,
that I really technically won.
Yeah. Yeah. I
technically won that.
The video don't lie.
But,
I know you're listening, Goldmane. Shout out to the 24 karat lion, though, Jeremiah.
Shout out
Goldmane,
and a late happy birthday.
He is my
happy
boy.
24K
yeah,
day.
Happy birthday.
That's the 24K
actually, dude,
day. That
guy,
day
he
was
gets
golden.
At least a week. This guy.
Oh, you no, he gets a whole month.
Golden
he's golden.
Month.
What do you mean a week?
Right.
He gets a month. He gets a pair
at
of shoes every day or every week that
at
you will see on
week.
YouTube on the Rocks TV.
That's right. That's yeah. That,
oh, shout out to our bros, our brothers at Pro Wrestling Edge. Big,
absolutely,
big cat.
They are the official podcast of RPW.
Yes, sir. You can catch them all on IWTV. You would hear Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Edge do their thing at the commentary table. Call the colors and the matches. And, man, and the matches are as colorful as their
also,
commentary, you know what I mean?
You got to check out the Justin Pilgrim interview. Where's Dan? Well, he's back. He's been found, and he has the exclusive interview with Justin Pilgrim. And, you know, Justin Pilgrim's retiring, and he's going to give a lot of the juicy whys. I don't know who's, but he's leaving disgruntled. It's not really a secret, but
not giving
juicy
that
shit.
Maybe you know
on
what?
The Pro Wrestling Edge podcast.
Yeah, you check that on YouTube, Podbean, wherever you can catch your podcast.
That's right.
And you know what I'm saying. Make sure you show that love and give that hit subscribe button and that like button. Give them the 5 stars reviews. But, yeah, nonetheless, man, shoot. We're going to see who gives us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Mr. Coco T. Ware, where you at, brother? Coco T. Ware. See if he shows up. So, dude, what did you think about the, I'm pretty sure we touched on this, but the Nick Gage episode, dude, of The Dark Side of the Ring. Brother Greg? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Sorry
okay.
about that, man.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no, actually, my bad. My phone, man. I got it, though. Sorry about that.
Hey, you know what, dude? Hey, maybe that Nick Gage match versus John Moxley match for the GCW championship could be closer to home than you think. If you know what I mean.
You never know. You never know.
And
but,
we will be there. No matter where
yeah.
it is.
We got a lot of wrestling coming through. You're just talking about WWE.
Oh, dude, I have some good news. I didn't even tell you, and I'm about to announce this on online. Now you can catch highlights of ICW pretty soon on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 YouTube channel. You can catch highlights.
Beautiful.
I've got the blessings, and yes. You can catch those highlights on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe. Give that like button and the subscribe button a chair shot or a YouTube shot. I'm pretty sure you won't be you know what I'm saying? You'll be satisfied all the way with the highlights and then the early stuff of the Horseman, the TKW, and pretty soon some new Horseman and TKW stuff.
That's right. TKW.
So
rest in peace, TKW.
New content is on the way. And it's going to be different. It's
rest
not going to be Michigan.
Peace.
Like I said, it's going to be ICW. That is some hardcore deathmatch shit.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yes,
sir.
Sir.
Yeah, we do have a caller on the line. It's either Coco or Antoine. I'm not sure who it is, but whenever you guys want to go to him.
Uh-oh. Whichever one, it's fine with me.
Yeah, it is, Cole.
Is this Coco?
Hey, what's
happening, Mr. CEO?
Hey, what's happening, guys? It's me, your boy CEO. I'm Coco.
Okay.
Is back in the lab again, working on some songs. So, you know, we'll see if he comes out. But he's been pretty swamped with some music. So he's been really busy with that. So we'll see. You never know with him.
Hopefully, that's some of
you
that
never know.
Hopefully, it's some of that birthday music, man. I'm ready for his birthday extravaganza.
Hey, the clock is ticking, baby. It's like on the road to WrestleMania. You feel me?
Oh yeah, I'm excited. Just as much as I was excited for WrestleMania, I'm excited for Coco T's birthday.
Oh yeah, July 10th
in
the backyard,
Erie, Michigan.
Ooh, Erie, Michigan.
You should
make
your way out to Erie, Michigan Saturday for
RPW.
They're usually they were in Temperance, Michigan, and it's actually close to Temperance.
Is that South Michigan?
Yep.
Or South? Okay. Yeah, I gotta hit up Southern Michigan more. I really gotta hit up that part of the state. I bet it's beautiful too.
It'll
I bet it
Michigan
is, especially around
Saturday.
This time of year. Yeah. This weekend.
Michigan.
I wish I could, man. Cause this weekend is a rather busy one. I got a barbecue to go to, and I got some family in from town again, you know. Got a busy weekend ahead of me, which is non-wrestling related. And, you know, Coco, of course, he's, you know, same for him.
Okay.
Same schedule for him or whatever, you know, because we hang out and all that good stuff. But anyway. I got to make a habit of coming out for something, especially further out. I got to really plan those out because, you know, our schedules be pretty busy over here. And, you know, the sensational one, we always got to think about her. You know, she don't like to go.
Yes.
She don't like to go. She don't like it when it's not planned ahead of time. You know how the Khaleesi kayfabe is. She's very demanding. So we have to, you know, be respectful and mindful, you know, of when we schedule trips and stuff like that, especially when she wants to go. You know, she does not like being left behind. She does not like that.
I can understand that. But, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine, did you talk to Coco T about that little proposition I had?
Oh, man, yeah, he is. He can't wait. He said, they should ask me yesterday. That was his expression. He said, they should ask me yesterday. He said, he's looking forward to it.
Oh, I can't wait. That's I can't wait to listen in to my, you know what I'm saying, to my brother do their thing on Open Talk Radio while I'm off. That's like some, you know what I'm saying,
that's
like the WWE watching the brothers on the TV.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't help but to remark about how happy he is for you and for your lovely lady and, you know, with the kid on the way. He's real. He's like, bro, he said, man, I'm about to be an uncle, brother. I was like, hey, I hear you, man. I hear you. So he's real excited. He's real excited.
Nice. Yeah, and I can't wait.
I'm excited to have babies around, too. I actually like babies.
Me too.
I like them until they're kids. And then, fuck them kids. Come with them.
Oh, wow. Oh, whoa. Well, this ain't the rated out show for nothing, so.
Right, yeah. No. Kids, dude, good heavens.
Come on,
you know what? Let me tell you. Last time I took some kids to wrestling, I spent more time wrangling up 11-year-old boys, all shady, sneaking around all over the place. Spent more time doing that than I did watching wrestling. Leave the kids at home.
Yeah, I hear that. Delightful.
Babies are great, though.
Yeah, they are. I can't wait. I can't wait till my son's here. I really can't, man, because, like I said, I already got a championship belt ready. I already got, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait. Brother Greg, I can't wait to meet him either. I can't wait for none of you guys to meet him. All you guys, I can't wait for you guys to meet him.
Yeah, that's going to be cool,
right,
man. That's going to be so cool. You know, fatherhood,
yeah.
You know, that's you know, speaking of fatherhood, I mean, imagine
I'm hoping
how
everybody's babies stay in until after, you know, the restrictions end. Maybe they'll be a more, little more lax and let
hey,
more
Greg.
People. So a lot of people have been screwed out of attending the birth that they would have normally attended, you know, grandmothers
yeah.
and stuff. It's like you got
to
be between
cool?
the father and your mother. That's not fair for to make a pregnant woman do, you know, choose between your mother
yeah.
and your the father of the child. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah, I was about to say, speaking of fathers, I was thinking about how over the moon Rey Mysterio has to be tagging with his son and, you know, becoming tag team champions with him. I was hoping that would happen one day, and here we are. I mean,
yeah.
how cool is that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I totally agree with you, man, because, I mean, you got to think about it. Dominic's been around this business the whole time, and I was listening to After the Bell with Corey Graves, and they were guests of the show, and they were Ray was talking about it because Corey asked Dominic, you know what I'm saying? Is it the same? You know when people say, "Oh, you're Rey Mysterio's son, you should be wearing a mask, this and that." And Ray was like, he was like, man, he's got to earn that match. He's like, I'm the greatest, you know. Well, he didn't say, but they were like, you know, you're the greatest masked wrestler of all time, blah blah blah. And he was like, you know, he's got to earn that match. He can't just walk in and take my mask. And you know what I'm saying? He's got to earn it. And he's 24 years old. He said he was 19 when he went into his dad's room, like, hey, I want to be a wrestler. And he said it, his dad embraced it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that he did, you know what I'm saying? Because Dominic's going to be something great like his dad, you know what I'm saying, as the time go on, because he's been in this business, you know. He's even been on WWE TV when he was a little boy. So, you know what I'm saying, with the Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio ladder match at SummerSlam 05. You know what I'm saying? So they got to really capitalize on this. They really got to capitalize on this if they want something special with this.
Yeah, and if you think about it, when Dominic was a little boy, he did a great job, you know, being involved in that angle like that. I don't remember ever
yeah.
remember a child that young just being involved like that, you know, being involved in some angle like a pretty good angle, man, with some, you know, great wrestlers. You know, his father being one and then Eddie Guerrero. I'm really thinking hard and trying to think back right now, and I can't find any time in wrestling where a little kid like that was involved in angle, and he sold it. He made it work.
Oh, yeah.
So we
oh,
all
yeah.
should have known. We should have known back then that this kid was
oh, man,
on
that's
his
for
way.
Sure, and that's what I was actually waiting for. I don't mean to cut you off. That's what I was waiting for myself. Like you said, you were waiting for that moment to happen. And I didn't think that they would become tag team champions, but I knew that Dominic would act, or his daughter, Aaliyah, you know what I'm saying, would end up in the ring like their
yeah.
father.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I really, you know, I hate that they couldn't quite complete the whole that love. Not triangle, but basically that little love relationship that she and what's her name had? What was his name? Murphy. I was wondering where that was going to head to. You know, what was it going to end
right.
up being? I thought maybe she would have turned on her father. I was kind of
that
would have
been
that.
Something
that
dope. That would have been
yeah.
dope. I agree with that.
Oh yeah, that would have been so cool for her to turn on her dad and side with her man and side with, you know,
the savior. They should have really pulled that trigger, yeah, on SmackDown with Buddy Murphy. Like I'm pretty sure.
That's what it should have been.
Yeah. Yep, that would have been cool. I would not have minded that. But, hey, sometimes
exactly.
I guess when ideas can't be had, you just scrap it. You just
mm-hmm.
got to scrap it, you know?
But you know what? I don't know. That storyline was kind of stupid. But, I mean, it is what it is. But, I mean, ratings for that could have been something different if they would have went about it different. If they would have really had her turn on him and had Mercury win the SmackDown or the United or Intercontinental Championship, and Aaliyah would have won the Women's Championship, and they, you know what I'm saying? They could have like been like modern day Triple H and Stephanie, that kind of a storyline.
Would have been interesting, you know, but I guess she wasn't wrestling, so or was she? Because I, you know, she just did not look like.
That was like a one-off.
Oh, like a one-off. Oh, I hear you. Yeah, but nowadays, you know how angry, how goofy people get in social media and all that. They're like, oh, you're stupid, and this is crap. Only for them to come back next week and
you know what? You know what I don't get about wrestling? Like, even Greg says we're the worst fans, but at the same time, you know, you got to think about it. You're like, oh, this is fake, this is bull crap, all this other stuff. And, you know, are movies real? Are any of the shows that you watch on TV real? You know, these biker shows, what do you call them, Myrons or I don't know them shows. You know what I'm saying? But Walking Dead, no, Game of Thrones, are any of those real? Do you got the magical fucking realms where, you know, come on now. Wrestling got the own storylines, but you know, the difference between movies and shows and wrestling is that it's live. So it is kind of real. Storyline or not, it's real.
Like the dude said, it's still real to me.
Wrestling to me will never get old. I'm sorry.
Yep. Hey,
now that we got the independent wrestling scene, it's definitely not gonna get old.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's the one thing you kind of like, kind of helps you never grow up. You know, pro wrestling keeps me kind of like attached to my childhood in some kind of way. Because, you know, you think about us as kids, as 80s kids, 80s, 90s kids, man. Man, talk about some great times and wrestling and memories and moments. You know, just all those times, like with your family and friends. And, you know, that's what makes wrestling so special.
Right.
I remember WWE did a commercial a few years back, and it was showing a boy from 1987, then 1997, then 2007, then 2017. You know, he had grown up, and by 2017, he was sitting there watching wrestling with his kid. I was like, yeah. And then that's what it's all about. You know, my brother has kids, and so, you know, I'm just looking at how he was, you know, and seeing him with his own children. I was like, yeah, man, that's what it's about at the end of the day. I can't wait. I have me a couple of little ones. I'm gonna stick a TV right in front of them, and they're gonna be watching wrestle with me. They're gonna be newborns. You know, they're gonna be right there in my arms. We're gonna be watching WWE or whatever other wrestling company that's on. We'll be doing all that.
I agree with you, man. That's what I mean.
We just got this ring set up, cutting all the boards and everything, and my wife's friends. Little girl, which she's been in our life since she was a baby, you know, she's not seen wrestling or anything, and she sees the boys jumping around, and she got in there. She loved it so much, and she's three. I'm a superhero girl, and she had been bouncing on the ropes. Can you imagine if you had a ring or access to a ring from the ages of like 9 to 15, or even, you know, for me, 5 to 15, 20.
We never leave the backyard.
Yeah,
my son
don't look back on that one.
My son is going to watch wrestling from the time he's Listen, I'm going to tell you guys a story about my son. It started like 3 months ago, and I would put on our theme song, right? I would put on the theme song. I would put it on Desi's stomach, and, man, he would almost kick the phone off her stomach, bro. I swear to God, you guys, he would almost literally kick the phone off my girl's stomach.
That's right.
And that, dude, it's funny. It's funny. He loves our theme song, dude, and I put wrestling matches, and I watch SmackDown, Raw, whatever, you know what I'm saying, when I don't go to indie shows, you know, and I sit there and watch them. I sit there rub my girl's stomach, and I'm, dude, he's gonna be watching wrestling as soon as he can open his eyes and watch TV.
I love wrestling.
Same here, brother. As brother Martez always says, thank God for wrestling. That's what I always say. Thank God for wrestling.
That is the truth.
Right. There's a lot of wrestling around us.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everything we're talking about wrestling coming up this weekend is it's a great time to be a wrestling fan.
Oh, dude, did you hear about tomorrow night's AEW? I don't mean to cut you guys off, but did you guys hear about the AEW Dynamite tomorrow night following SmackDown?
It's not going to be on the same time?
No, it's not going to be head-to-head. It's going to be right after, directly after SmackDown.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, I mean, I think it's cool that they're doing it on a different night. Plus, you know, it's to get ready for their kind of like
it's
their
the
WrestleMania
NBA
stuff or nothing. Yeah, that's right.
But
NBA
playoffs. You know what's going to be crazy? You know what's going to be crazy is that there's not going to be wrestling on any Wednesday night now.
Yeah,
it could have
we
been every day of the week, but you don't got the Wednesday
well,
night
just
now.
Just for a minute, while NBA playoffs are going on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think this is
actually they're trying to do that, like actually permanent.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think it would be a wise business decision to permanently follow SmackDown.
Well, of course, because you can see who gets
unless
the better in the demo, who gets the better in ratings,
advertising on SmackDown. Then it would be genius if they were buying advertising on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Buy a little TV time so they can have their little
right near the
AEW Dynamite show up on the side of their TV with the WWE logo. For sure, dude.
Or better yet, buy it right after SmackDown goes off the air. Buy that very first commercial before the next show. AEW Dynamite. TNT.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Yeah,
there's so many ways that AEW can take to another level, dude. AEW can take a whole nother level.
Yeah. Well, hey, like Coco was telling me last week, or was it the week before when he was talking with you guys, he was saying, you know, especially for the people who are hoping that, somehow for some reason, hoping that AEW just takes over and somehow unseats WWE or gets rid of it. It's like, hey, y'all, be careful. You know, especially with Eric Bischoff saying something like, you know, oh, they should take WWE head on. I'm just going, even I was going, wait a minute. Did you forget how that ended for y'all? You out of a job, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
He's in the Hall of Fame, but in a weird way, it's kind of like a defeat to me. It's like working for your competition, working for the enemy. The guy
but
that beat you.
There's a difference, though. There's a big difference because Tony Khan's father, Nick Khan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. But Tony Khan's father, dude, he's not Ted Turner, dude. He's not Ted Turner because at first he didn't even really want to distribute the money to make AEW happen. But his son, you know what I'm saying, was a big wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. He was a big wrestling fan and whatnot. But nonetheless, dude, AEW, he's not gonna, you know what I'm saying, put his pocket that deep if he's losing money. If he sees himself losing money, he's going to pull out whether Tony Khan got some money or not.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I told people before. That's another thing I had to tell people, like, y'all better understand something. This is not Tony Khan's company. This ain't Cody's company.
No.
This is their company.
He's making
through
a paycheck like the rest of them, dude. He's making a paycheck
yeah.
like the rest of them.
Yeah, it's Tony's
yeah,
company to a point. I agree.
Yes, it is Papa Khan.
Yeah, Papa
money.
Khan can pull the plug anytime it
yes,
makes
sir.
Sense.
And
yes, sir.
And the
so
only
like,
thing, and I believe that's why, and I believe that this is really why, guys, listen to this. This is why I really think that there was heat between all the executives and presidents of AEW, you know what I'm saying, because maybe there's starting to be a crack in the real, where there wasn't no crack in the pavement at the first, you know what I'm saying, but Cody being the, you know what I'm saying, being the dude that's booking himself to glory in AEW whatnot, because he left the WWE wanting that spot that he got in AEW, and I believe, to be honest, this is just my opinion on this, and then making all these wrestlers the president and whatnot, the president of this company, and you know what I'm saying, just because they had, you know what I'm saying, a public eye on them and they were famous and they were popular, you know what I'm saying, that they, let's make them presidents. I mean, they've done a successful job. Don't get me wrong. AEW is doing big things.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to take out the WWE. They're not going to take him. They're not going to take this juggernaut of a national known company, a well-trade company. You know what I'm saying?
No, like in India alone, WWE is doing way bigger numbers even than in America.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, they'll never put them under for sure.
No.
Oh, and like I said,
I think
before,
they'll reach that global level either.
Yeah,
no.
they're not even halfway there. And that's what people need to just like quit being so short sighted and narrow minded.
Right.
Just because.
But what WWE needs to do,
what
WWE needs to do, to be real though, to be honest, is get a little bit edgy to where you don't get the USA and Fox to, you know what I'm saying, get mad at you. Do it to an extent.
Hey,
but
I,
if you don't,
many Chiefs and not enough Indians is definitely a thing. And having so many executive vice presidents, like you say, like, all right, what does that even mean once there's six of them? Like, it's not even a prestigious title. It's just like, oh, you get a, like Oprah, you get an EVP and you get an EVP. The fuck?
Yeah. I hope they're really doing a business. And then here's another thing to me. Like I said, I respect Cody and all those guys from a business end. They prove and they show, hey, we can set up a promotion ourselves. We could do a show ourselves. Hey, and it works. But what I don't understand for the life of me is why on God's green earth is Cody Rhodes not the AEW champion?
He can never be. He lost that match.
He's never
going to
be.
Right at the beginning, remember?
I can
never challenge for that title.
No, he's not going to pull. He's not going to pull a Triple H and do that to himself. That's what he's going to do.
And
that's why he lost that match early, was to make that statement that this isn't about me. And then I really believe they made the TNT Championship for Cody, which he did the right thing.
That's what it was.
I think Cody puts
100%
people over. I don't think he books himself to the moon. I think that Kenny Omega should be the top guy there. I totally think that. I'm a huge Kenny Omega mark, though, but I really think that I love it, AEW and the way they're booking things. And,
well,
my top five around here has always been Jason Page, and you're seeing him there, and they're finding the right talent.
That was great.
Yeah. Well, hey,
I recorded his match. Listen, I recorded his match earlier last year with Lance in Hawaii. And then I interviewed Lance in Hawaii, and then I've been trying to get Jason Page, but he said
a match
with
Jason Page
won.
Let me tell y'all now, man. I was going to say, let me tell y'all now, though. I do remember that whole stipulation. about Cody never going for the title again. But I think that was a bad business move because he's out there making appearances.
Yeah.
He's on TV. He's on TV. This is your top guy. So, personally, I don't get it.
And he should have always left the door open for him to go into that top guy spot because, I mean, come on. They're all professionals, right? We're talking about the MVPs, the Young Bucks. Kenny Omega, Kenny Omega, and
you know what?
Cody,
you know what,
are smart enough to know and to say, let's ride the hot hand and you can't always be the top guy. AJ Styles has said it. Sometimes you're at the top of the card, sometimes you're the first match, sometimes you're in the middle, you know? And, you can't keep one guy at the top, and he is absolutely one of those guys that needs to revolve from the top and the title picture, and he at least has to be able to chase the title, even if they do it Tommy Dreamer style where he gets so close so many times and doesn't get there. He needs to be able to be in that story here and there, but he can't. They took that possibility away from themselves when they did that, and they did it, I think, just to make a point. Because people like Day Day are saying, just book Cody Rhodes booking himself to the moon.
there's a reason why it worked. Listen to this. Cody Rhodes left the WWE because he didn't get it. I mean, he deserved the world title run. I totally agree. He should have been world champion in WWE. He's done the great things when he was in WWE.
I don't see it. I don't see how that, the way he was booked before that, would have been hard to get him over believable for a world title run, in my opinion.
If he would have beefed up a little bit, no, dude. Cody Rhodes, he's a good wrestler. I'm not saying he's a great wrestler. But, I mean, look at how many transitional champions
that story had to be told somewhere else in New Japan and Ring of Honor and AEW. He could go back there now.
He won the NWA World
Championship for the championship, but I don't see how it could have happened in his last run. He had to leave and get over as a main event guy and then go back. I don't think he could have built to that point given where he had, I mean, I don't see where dashing Cody Rhodes gets booked into that spot. I don't see where Stardust gets out of the Stardust spot and gets booked in that spot believably. I just don't see how it could happen.
You know what? Listen. You know what? I've seen this on a hot page years ago before he left. They said that they were going to have him do like a Mick Foley, but two faces of Cody. And they were going to have him do Cody Rhodes on Raw and then Stardust on SmackDown. Have him win the world title on Raw and the world title on SmackDown. Get up.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see that ever happening.
I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, it's believable. How many times has WWE out of their 50-something champions or whatnot, almost 60 champions, whatnot, how many times have they had a transitional champion just to do it to make somebody happy? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they should have did it to make him happy because when he left and when he asked for his release, and it was a great thing, and it was a great thing for all pro wrestling fans because the birth of AEW, whatnot. But without Cody, there would be no AEW kind of.
Yeah, and that's fair.
The guy that asked to be released was barely being used on main event, bro.
But that's what I mean. But look at what he's done. Look what he's done. And he could pull a Triple H. Listen, he could pull a Triple H because before Triple H is okay. I want to say because look what happened to him. Look what happened to him in the curtain call. He was the only one that can get punished for what they did at the curtain call in 96 or 95, whatever it was in Madison Square, because Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, they didn't leave in the WCW. They couldn't get punished. And well, long story short, Triple H is the one that got punished. He was supposed to win the WWF Championship that year, but he didn't do it. And when he first won,
no,
he
didn't win the King of the Ring.
Yeah, but that was supposed to happen before. That was supposed to happen before. He was supposed to win. He was supposed to beat Owen Hart for the for the King of the Ring that year before the I want to say before or after the house show in Madison Square. But he was Sean was the champion, so he couldn't get suspended or whatnot. So Triple H was the only one that got hurt out of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So he was on track to becoming WWF champion.
WWF championship at the time.
I don't think so. I don't think at that point. But what does that have to do with Cody?
No, because Triple H, after he got married to Stephanie McMahon, he put himself in all the main events and shit. So Cody could do the same thing, but he hasn't.
No, Triple H earned the top guy spot. I don't think that's fair to say that. I don't think it was that at all. He, like you said, he was punished for the curtain call. He ate the shit sandwich. He did everything asked of him, and he put Henry fucking Godwin over, dude, and made him look good as much as someone could make Henry fucking Godwin look good. I mean, he did everything asked of him. He rode that punishment out, and he earned his way to the top. I don't think it has anything he's been done, he's earned. Any position he's in, he's earned. Look at what he's done with. Hang on, listen. Look at what he's done with NXT. When he was given, everything he had, everything he got, everything he's done, he's earned.
I wasn't putting nobody on the spot. I was just saying my own opinion. Because, I mean, I love Triple H. I love Triple H. But from when he won the World Heavyweight title when Eric Bischoff gave it to him, I want to say like at least three or four of those main events was him and his booking himself.
Who should have beat him? There was no guy in that era. Anybody chasing the title should have been a babyface chasing that monster heel. Who else could be that monster heel in that era? Nobody. Triple H was the only guy for the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, let me just say this. As it relates to Cody kind of doing a Triple H thing, or, you know, I guess allegedly booking himself. Well, all I can say is this. It would be justified, and it would be good money, in my opinion. That's how I felt about with Cody. So it would be like, oh, I'm just trying to enrich myself. But the way I see it, I mean, you need somebody.
You know,
really
a lot of promoters used to keep the belt on themselves to protect it, too, and you know, like,
I can't depend on nobody
but myself. And some champions have done well with
that.
That's
true. Right. And those were those territory days, you know, but, you know, we ain't in them days. You know what I'm saying? I think a guy, especially for a guy like Cody, to break away from WWE, go around the world, get his name up, get his weight up, so to speak, to me, it would just make sense. That's really your top guy. I mean, probably your best wrestler. Don't get me wrong, Kenny. You know, I ain't got nothing against Kenny Omega. I mean, if we ask Jim Cornette, he'll tell you exactly how he feels about Kenny Olivier.
Man,
but that's
you know what?
For another day.
Jim Cornette, Jim Cornette is one of my favorite, if not my favorite podcaster. Out of everybody that's got a podcast, even out of the dude, I want to change shifts almost in a minute though. But that dude, if you listen, if you don't listen to the corny drive through dude with Jim Cornette, dude, he's got good shit. I've been listening.
Yeah,
to that.
Yeah, he does.
I've been listening. Oh, go ahead.
He's such a fucking asshole. I don't always agree with him, but his podcast is entertaining.
Dude, his podcast is so fucking great.
But, hey, rewind it back. I think we are still, we do still have Territory Days things going around, going on. And AEW is helping relaunch that. These indie guys, we really do have territory. We got our Midwest territory.
Yeah,
there's
like
the Mid-South territory. Those are still a thing.
It's not like
guys who are popular in Chicago, we don't know here. There's, you know, some guys are making their way across, but we do still have the territory thing. And guys still are trying to get from the territory into the Fed.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm just saying it's not like the Territory Days of old, like it used to be. A lot has changed, so it's a little different. Because if you remember in the early 2000s, especially to me when Vince bought WCW, to me I thought it was symbolic. Well, looking back now, it was symbolic of the end of the territories as we knew it. And it seemed like the indie world was kind of quiet or wasn't as in demand. It seemed that way. Because, you know, think about it. It was only one place to go in terms of to the top. But over the years, you know, especially somebody like me who's still new to the independent scene, you know, just going to shows and all of that, I love how, you know, things are picked up even more. People are understanding that better. They're getting more fans coming to the shows. I mean, I'm one of them that definitely likes to come whenever I have the chance. But I was just still speaking on the context of how the indie territory days like it used to be is totally different now. But the great thing, but then that's the thing about the internet and social media. It's changed everything. We can know about people 1,000 miles away. You know what I'm saying? And not even see them in person and know, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to like this guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's the great thing. But like I said, kind of falling back on Cody thing again, man, I just personally think it's so much money left on the table. I mean, Cody, if it was me, Cody would be my top guy. And I think, you know, when they say, oh, this will never happen, I doubt that. It could very well happen one of these days, and it really should.
Much shit from the internet trolls because they made such a big deal about, and he swore he's gonna honor it.
Well, that can I say something real quick?
I think when
he pulls the trigger on that, I think that's the perfect time for him to become a super heel. You know, and at the time he didn't own the rights to Cody Rhodes. He owned the rights to Cody. So there's a loophole. Maybe he can say, "Hey, Cody cannot challenge for the AEW championship again, but Cody Rhodes can." So I think that's a loophole. So that's something to think about. I just wanted to say that real
maybe
quick.
Los Conquistador.
Conquistador number 3.
It's a pet peeve of mine right now about Cody. I don't know why I'm hanging on to that, but I just think, especially for all those people who keep, you know, who just fanboying, you know, saying, oh, AEW is everything, WWE is trash. I'm just like, well, if AEW is so great, why isn't your top guy the champion, in my opinion? That, I mean, I just can't. I can't let that go because I really think that this is going. Hey, I wouldn't mind seeing Hangman Adam Page become champion one day. I think he'd do a great job, in my opinion. So, I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at on it. You know, like I told y'all before, I'm not one of those anti-AEW people. Hey, I'm a wrestling fan, so I'm gonna watch, you know, wrestling, and you know, they're the new big company. So I'm giving them a chance. And, I think they've improved. Yeah, I like them. You know, I think they've improved. They've come a long way from their first year. That first year, I just wasn't getting anything that was going on. It just seemed like it was too, kind of like, I mean, the best, for lack of a better word, it's like it's too indie-ish. Like, y'all doing stuff that it seemed like they would do in indie shows. I mean, there's a reason why They do it, only do it in indie shows. They just don't do it on TV, in my opinion. Then their battle royals didn't make sense to me. That didn't make any sense to me, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So the tables, just these random nondescript tables that was out, they were just putting people through. It's like, I don't get that. So they've just come, you know, they've come a long way, in my opinion. But, you know, they're going to have to make some changes in due time, I think, some adjustments. But, like I said, I think they're doing fine. I don't think they have, you know, I don't think they're hurting themselves. I do think adding a show, I personally don't think that's necessary. Give it another year, in my opinion. I just think they could refine themselves and just keep, you know, making Dynamite great. Just keep finding ways to make that show. Yo, that's all I keep thinking about. You know, that's all I keep thinking about.
Hey, can I announce something?
That's just
now,
where
bro?
My head is at.
Hey, can I announce something? Teddy Long just put
What's
this out on Facebook, man. SWE Fury, West Texas Fury Fest, July the 24th, dude. Their poster got now the world champion, Charlie Haas, the television champion, Ronnie Mack, Enzo, Bushwhacker Luke, Archer from AEW, Big Cass, Melina, Boogeyman, I forget her name. Von Erich's daughter, and so many more. Dude,
oh,
looks like oh my God, dude! Just put out 23 minutes ago. I'm about to share this on the fan page on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 page.
Oh, cool!
Nice.
Man. Yeah.
Which
the more you talk about,
you
it,
may be catching a little.
Theory, man.
You may be catching a little bit of holla player. In Michigan, pretty soon.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. That's life right there. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on one second.
Brother Antoine?
Oh, you? Yeah, wait. It's me, Coco. Oh, you on the phone? You sure? Okay, hold on one second, guys. He's kind of motioning me. I mean, he's been playing on the bass and all. He wants his phone, so here we go. Hold on. Coco, go, man. 3-3-5. Oh, what's happening, baby? It's the Black Man Cole T. Well. Family and KK, the band. Brother Mike, what it do, baby? What it do?
How's it going, brother Coco T? How's it going this evening?
Oh, man, it's phenomenal. Y'all, please excuse the Black man. I can't be on here very long. I'm still working on some music. But did not my ears tingle when I heard you say that the one and only Teddy Long may be coming to Michigan? Did I hear that right?
That may be true. Teddy Long may be making his way, holla player, on the way to Michigan.
Stay tuned.
That is music to the Black man's ears, because it has been a lifelong dream for me to meet Brother Teddy Ira Long, baby. Holla player. So he and I need to connect and talk business, talk turkey, baby, because that would be phenomenal.
Hey, player,
that's something
player
that everybody
Coco,
wants.
Player Coco, hold on
yes,
one
sir.
Second.
Yes,
now, player Coco, you got to learn his theme song, his new theme song, before he get here. And I will let you know a definite date pretty soon.
Oh, I'm going to need that expediently, you feel what I'm saying? So the Black man can get to work. I can't wait already. I got my basic top penny jean warmed up in the lab right now, plugged up to the amplifier. You know, I am doing the thing right now. I got a real busy weekend ahead of me. But, you know, we're getting ready for the road to the Black man, Coco T. Wesley. Birthday bash, July 10th, in the KCA backyard, baby. All my cousins in there, my family and friends, the neighbors, even the neighborhood dog can probably come by and feed them a little bit of kibbles and bits. Even the mayor lady, if she want to get him on this potty, she's more than welcome. She don't need a break anyway because it's going to be hot. But let me tell y'all right now, it's going to be a wonderful time, fantastic time. KCA the People's Man is supposed to be debuting, and it's going to be hotter
this fish grease, baby, on the 4th of July. And so y'all know y'all more than welcome to come, y'all my peoples. And the secessional freak, Denny, she's looking out to everybody, even though she may call y'all peasants. She wants y'all there. You feel what I'm saying? So Brother CEO talk about AEW and Brother Cody Rhodes. You know, he and I kind of share the same mind on that, you know what I'm saying? You know, Cody Rhodes should be their top star. I can't help but to think about that. You know, sometimes I just go, why is it, every time I watch AEW, why isn't Cody Rhodes the AEW champion? So, I'm a big fan of his, frankly. That's all that really is. But at any rate, I'm going to turn it back over to you guys because I can run my mouth a mile a minute, you know what I'm saying? Because I love talking with y'all. I love talking about wrestling, and I love talking about music. But I'm going to go ahead and send it back to y'all, baby, because I love that show. One of my favorite shows of all time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you hear about the exciting news?
What was that?
That you're going to be the interim co-host of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast?
Yes, sir. That's right. CEO told me about a couple weeks ago, and I was too excited. I mean, you got some pretty big shoes to fill, Brother Day-Day. So let me just tell you that right now. And Brother Mock, Brother Greg the Mock, you quite the giant yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm rubbing elbows with some great people, but I'm going to do my very best to fill in, baby. And it's going to be wonderful. You're going to have a little Bambino. You're going to be resting with the missus, taking care of everything. So don't worry, the black man is going to do his best. With Brother Greg and Mark and Brother Mike Taz, and we're going to chop it up. In a couple more weeks. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Only 2 weeks. 2 weeks left. Or it could be any day.
Oh, any day. Oh, baby,
so
the countdown is real, Daddy. That's right.
Baby's never coming in convenient time.
Well, that's true. That's right. The baby could come anytime soon. Hey, you know, that baby's probably ready. He probably heard so much wrestling and wrestling shows in his mama's belly. He's probably, hey, I don't want to miss a single episode. I want to see SmackDown 2. I want to see AEW Dynamite. I want to see some. I bet you that's what he's probably saying right now. I mean, I don't know what he's saying exactly, but I can imagine, you know, with a daddy like Danny Cruz, you know, you're probably going to be a wrestling fan coming out the womb. So he's already getting himself ready. You feel what I'm saying? Look, Junior, already going to get himself ready. Who knows? Maybe one day he'll be on the radio.
Hey, you know what his name's
going to
be?
With his
Hold
old
on,
man.
I'm going to tell you his name before you go. I'm going to tell you his name before. It's going to be the Southwest Texan Josiah Cruz.
Baby, that's money right now. Shut up and take my money, baby. Put that on some merchandise because that's going to sell like hotcakes on a Sunday morning, baby. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. He's gonna take over the Rated R Wrestling Podcast one day, maybe when he's 7 years old.
Oh, man, that's going to be amazing. That's going to be phenomenal. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I love it. I love it. Hey, I got one question to leave with y'all. You know, before I just let y'all go, here's what I need to know. Here's what I need to know. It's wrestling related. Wrestling related.
Sure.
If you could book it, any show, anywhere, anytime, what would it be? What would the scenario be? Who would go against whom? Or maybe it might be a past match, baby. If you could book it, what would it be? Just fill in the blanks.
Man,
Brother Mike.
Well, if it's going to be an independent show versus anybody, WWE, I'm going to say, and Greg, you're going to laugh at me, but I'm going to trust the process to go against the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. That would be a hell of a match. That would
now,
be more than a phenomenal
we're
process.
Talking booking.
That would be a phenomenal process. That would be a phenomenal process. Or even that would be a phenomenal process if they went tag team and ran rapid against any team in New Japan, Ring of Honor, anywhere. AEW, anywhere.
I mean, if I can do my own full booking, book anything I want, I'm booking also AJ Styles versus Kenny Omega, AEW champion versus WWE champion at like a Super Clash event where
they've done that before, but
promotions get together.
Ago.
We see, yep, just like the Super Clash where we've seen World Clash, AWA, NWA, it all came together full circle. You know, USWA, and, you know, a true supercard, seeing the, you know, that would be my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay, I got two of them, y'all, if y'all don't mind. Real quick, if I could book it, I bring in that Tessa Blanchard, and I restart and reconfigure this whole four hustle women thing, you feel what I'm saying? She, Shayna Baszler, maybe my boo Nia Jax, and another female wrestler like a Lacey Evans. Bring her back. Start a whole new Four Horse Women. Put them up against the original Four Horse Women. At Survivor Series.
I mean, what?
At Survivor Series. What's
oh,
that
yeah,
now?
That sounds like a mess. I didn't say nothing.
Then here's a...
No.
Oh, is it... As I was saying,
you know what we don't see enough of anymore? The old-style Texas Tornado tag team match where both opponents have to be pinned.
Oh, yeah.
I
that,
love
that
the Texas Tornado-style tag team match.
Look, my real...
Yeah,
my real,
everybody in the ring at the same time. You got to have a real good
my real,
feud.
Look, my real dream match,
to make that work.
My real dream match is actually going to happen. And hopefully it's closer to home than we know. The John Moxley versus Nick Gage for the GCW Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, boy.
Now,
you know the black man, that's a word I ain't ready for. You know the black man is not about that life because they do some
serious brother,
stuff.
Brother T-Ware, listen. This is going to be a death match that you will not want to miss because you can actually, I'm pretty sure that this, and I know this is happening right now. Nick Gage is training with John Moxley, and John Moxley knows how to wrestle. So he's, and look, check, like I said, check out the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube, and you will find out that Nick Gage can actually wrestle somewhat because he wrestled Briar Wellington. And held down the mat to mat with Briar Wellington. So I believe when this happens, there's going to be wrestling in there, but this is going to be a death match that you would not want to miss, and they might change your eyes and your opinion on the death match product.
Well, hey, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to give you one more dream match or a book, if I could book it type of thing. And it's still I happen to really enjoy Survivor Series, by the way. So here's another if I could book a situation. Survivor Series. It's going to be a fatal four-way. All the champions, WWE, Universal. You got the NXT and the NXT UK champion all going up against one another. One-on-one, four-on-four, however you want to call it. But all four of them. Bump ahead in the ring at one time for supremacy, baby. That would be a great match, in my opinion. I would love to see something like that. But that's my last one right there.
Yeah. Man, okay. Another match I could want to make. This is a hard one. Jason Page.
Oh, that could go versus, he can, man, I don't know.
There's a lot of them. What do you think, Greg?
I would like to see Alex Weir and Ricochet.
Oh.
Or Trey Miguel and Ricochet.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah, you're good right there, brother.
I can see that.
Oh, Benny, yeah. Give me some Malcolm Monroe the third and some Ricochet, baby. That was sale.
That's
absolutely
what I said. MM3 either tagging or going against the Phenomenal One. They could be called either the phenomenal process, or they can be the phenomenal one versus the process.
Yes, sir. Hey. Yes, sir. That would be some good. That's some good stuff right there. They'd steal a show.
Yeah, they would. That would be for sure. That would be for sure. We need, you know what? Hopefully one day I'll have AJ Styles on the Radio Wrestling Podcast. And I can almost guarantee that almost, I want to say on my scale meter, I'm not sure if Greg knows, well, you kind of know Greg, but on my scale, I know on your scale, Greg, that it can be like 30 to 40% that AJ Styles will be on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 once he's out of WWE.
Yeah, and once he's out of WWE, that percentage goes up way higher. Let's just say that. Because Day-Day definitely knows somebody who knows AJ Styles. Somebody close to the phenomenal one. Somebody
very close.
A friend of the three Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
Shout out to you, Mr. Burns. Very much shout out. But Phenomenal One could make his way, and hopefully we would be able to get that to be on the indie show. Well, not
sure,
on a big stage, but where he can get, that he can get on the Rated R, or get, you know what I'm saying, to tag with Mr. Monroe III in WWE one day before he goes out. I don't know.
Yeah,
that would be a dream match.
Oh, well, hey, this is CEO Antoine. I'm back. Coco has left the building. And he said he's going to get back into the lab and go back on the base and do this thing there. So, you know, he's a very busy man. But, yeah, I heard a couple things y'all was talking about, some real interesting conversations here about the booking and all of that. So, yeah, that would be awesome, though. All those mentions were awesome. You got to say that. Those would be some great matches, great dream matches.
Yeah.
So, here's my question, guys. With WWE events, what's your level of excitement with the in crowd coming back, with the live crowd coming back next month? What's your level of excitement?
I'm super stoked because we can actually
too.
Do that show we were talking about. But guys,
and I
even
have a vested interest in it.
Well, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. I'm pretty stoked about it. I can say that because I like to actually go to WWE events too.
When they go on sale for the local WWE show, for sure.
Yeah, I hope they add Detroit soon because I want. Hopefully, they don't do it when my wife and I go out of town for our anniversary. In August, because I so want to go to a live event. Marquez earlier today on Facebook was saying that they go to if when they have one in Cleveland, or I think they're going to have one in Cleveland. He's going to take the trip out there. And I'm like, I'm going with you because, you know, we missed our chance last year when the pandemic hit. Just think, once the here in Michigan.
That was the
we
first
shut down,
show
right?
WWE canceled.
Yep, it was our show. Yep, it was the show here in Detroit that they canceled on.
Yep.
And I was,
the
look,
very
even
first
at the height of it, I was still looking for it. Like, yep, we
hey
were
guys,
the first. So I'm like, man, I got to keep going to SmackDown.
So, Matt, we can continue this conversation next week. We got less than 1 minute to go off the air. So, guys, next week, we will continue this conversation, and hopefully we'll have Chris back on the show because he had technical difficulties and stuff he needed to do. So next week for sure. He just texted me just now that hopefully next week, depending on their schedules, we will have the champions falling out of their big show, Ruthless Consequences. So for sure, they will be on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 if their schedules are free, but his will be next week. So from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, the Open Talk Radio Flash 313 family,
your boy the Southwest Texan, my brother Greg, my brother Mr. CEO. We'll see y'all next week.